Asteroids can be the size of pebbles or mountains. Altogether, about 100 tons of these chunks of space rock enter the Earth's atmosphere every day, with most burning up before they reach the ground. In Kansas, one man has taken on the task of helping to track larger and more potentially dangerous asteroids from his own backyard with a telescope he made himself. Kansas Public Radio's Brian Thompson paid a visit to the aptly named Sandlot Observatory.
The small shed behind Gary Hugg's house in the Prairie Hills, 12 miles south of Topeka, looks like an ordinary storage shed. But when the sun goes down, Hugg flips a switch and the roof begins to slowly slide off.
And there it goes. It's on a rail system. If you look at the rail system, it's that's another thing I designed. So you have to be a little inventive and cheap to try to do this.
Once the roof is retracted far enough, Hugg flips another switch. A 22-inch reflector telescope slowly rises toward the night sky. Except for the optics inside, it too was built by Hugg, who is a machinist by trade. Gary Hugg has a highly sensitive camera attached to the front of his telescope. To guide it, he steps into a room just inside the back door of his house where two computer monitors are mounted.
All right, so here's the computer control, and you can see you can hear the laundry going as we speak. There, now it's off. This is my telescope control center / laundry.
Don't be fooled by these humble surroundings. As an amateur astronomer, Gary Hugg is making a name for himself. Hugg spends most of his observation time tracking so-called near-Earth asteroids. He says most asteroids are discovered by professional astronomers.
They want to go out and find more, and they know that there's people like me who are sitting here in this observatory going, okay, well, I need to follow up on their previous night's discovery so they can then use their equipment to go try to find some others.
The specialized camera Hugg uses was bought with a grant from the Planetary Society. The Society's Bruce Betts previously managed planetary instrument development programs for NASA. Betts says Hugg is making major contributions to near-Earth asteroid studies.
So it doesn't help you to know an asteroid's there if you don't know the orbit, if you don't know if it's got Earth's name on it. And in order to figure out an orbit, you need lots of observations, and that's something that these amateurs excel at.
The last significant strike leveled 800 square miles of forest in an unpopulated area of Siberia in 1908. Experts say events of that magnitude happen, on average, every few hundred years. University of Kansas astronomy and astrophysics professor Steve Hawley, a veteran of 5 space shuttle missions, says smaller asteroids can be hard to find.
Every couple of months, we discover a smaller asteroid that we didn't even know was there. And often, we discover it a day or two before closest approach to Earth.
And those are just the type of objects Gary Hugg is trying to find and track, the ones that are relatively small and hard to see. So on any clear, dark Kansas night, it's a pretty safe bet he'll be pointing his telescope to the sky. For NPR News, I'm Brian Thompson in Salina, Kansas.